Listen up, MomoCast listeners. 2009 is finally here, and now GoDaddy hosting plans are more powerful than ever. Best of all, plans start at just $3.95 a month, and no matter what plan you choose, your site receives 24/7 maintenance and protection in the GoDaddy.com world-class data center. Plus, as a listener of MuggleCast, enter code RON, that's R-O-N, when you check out and get your .com domain name for just $6.95 a year. Some restrictions always apply, but check that site out for the details. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Because we have yet another Half-Blood Prince trailer, this is MuggleFest episode 169 for January 23rd, 2009.
I couldn't hear myself, sorry. MuggleCast Live. It's a new day. We have a new trailer. And we have a wonderful panel here today. First up, Ben Shane's back. Hey, Ben.
How are you?
I'm good, Ben. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
You know, going to school and all that.
Yeah.
Going well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for joining us. Laura's also here. Hi, Laura.
Hey.
Love you.
It's good to be here again.
Yeah. Sorry, is there something wrong with doing two live shows in a week?
No, nothing at all. It's fantastic.
Excellent.
You know I live for
this. I think we should do a live show every week.
I'd do one every day.
Will you actually be here?
Oh.
Huh? If we did a live show every week, I'd be here.
Yeah, right.
Live shows are so much fun.
They are. Also, Mike is here.
Well, they're better than doing a regular show.
I think so. Hey, Micah.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, you?
Not too much.
And also Nick's here. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me back on.
Hey, no problem. Like I said, the fans love to hear the wonderful English voice of Nick, so there you go.
Hey, don't cheapen Nick down to just his English voice.
I'm not.
Much more to contribute than just that,
he
Andrew.
Does. He absolutely does. I'm just saying the fans love Nick. Partially because he's English. Isn't that right, Nick?
Mainly because I'm English, yeah.
Okay, so actually we have a very exciting announcement to kick off the show, and I only spoke to Ben about this, so I hope you all are very excited. We're actually very close to 10,000 members on MuggleSpace. We actually have 9,934 members, so I thought it'd be exciting if maybe the people in the live stream right now could possibly help us break the 10,000 mark, and then we'll have like a celebration. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yeah, and cool. That includes me. I haven't even signed up for Space yet.
So
I'm going to go sign up right now, pushing us towards the 10,000. So yes, everybody join me right now.
Hey, Ben, what are you talking about?
Let's all sign up.
Your picture's on so many different people's profiles.
Sure,
I thought you
everywhere.
Joined like 1,000 times. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to be – I'm going to make a profile on all of that. So.
Oh, okay. Did you know your picture was being used as the default?
I did know that, actually, yes. I have been the Muggle Space. I just didn't create an account.
Yeah, there was
creating an account.
There was actually it was actually Mason's idea to set the picture the default picture space.
why exactly was that the idea? I'm just curious.
It's just because it's funny, because it's you.
Oh, thanks.
It's nothing personal. Anyway, we're here. We're live. And why are we here? A new trailer came out for Half-Blood Prince in Japan, actually. It wasn't even a U.S. trailer, but it's actually a surprisingly good trailer, if I do say so myself. Would everyone else agree?
Yep.
Don't all speak at once. Laura, hesitation?
Well, okay, it was cool to see some of the new scenes, but, and I kind of see that we have some comments on this later in the show. It was kind of poorly put together, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's be honest. This isn't, you know, it didn't even really feel like a trailer. You know what I mean? It was kind of...
No, it felt like a TV ad.
Yeah, and, you know, this Japanese television, I'll tell you. You know, you watch this video, and there's all this crap running at the same time as the trailer. It's like, how distracting? But I guess that's typical Japanese television. Just all this stuff, and, like, these credits.
It looked like it was running after a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
If you looked in the bottom right-hand corner of the... of the video, there was like a little box that had a scrolling list of credits.
Yeah.
So it was almost like it was a TV show or a movie or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, so it was a bit strange. And not to mention that it took a while for this trailer to come out. Like, it had aired on Japanese television, what, 3 or 4 days ago now? And just now, finally, somebody decided to put it on YouTube. So, well, let's go around the panel. Hey, Nick, how about your thoughts? What do you think about this trailer? Or what are we going to call it? A TV trailer?
Yeah, it was more of a TV trailer than anything, wasn't it? I loved seeing the new scenes. Like Laura said, it was poorly put together, but that didn't bother me too much. It was just good to see something new.
Yeah. And what really stood out for me with this trailer was the acting. Particularly Dumbledore, he continues to please me in these trailers, and I don't know about everyone else, but do you remember what he said in this trailer? The comment about traveling via, what were they doing? They were apparating.
Oh, yeah.
Most people throw up the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on. Let me play the clip real quick. Boom. Boom.
That was fun. Most people vomit the first time.
It was pretty funny. And
that was pretty good.
There's a certain tone in Dumbledore's voice, I think, that he's different, isn't he? I mean, we've seen 4 trailers now. Am I the only one who thinks he's really going to be different in Half-Blood Prince?
Well,
no, he's not.
Something you need to consider, though, I really don't think in terms of, like, acting, I don't think he's going to be different, but I think Dumbledore as a character was different in Half-Blood Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of
he was
like,
weaker.
I mean, there was yes, he was weaker, and he was sharing more information with Harry. He was more frank with him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that reading the books, I saw a change in him as a character. So, I'm not really sure it's due to, you know, Michael Gambon finally reading the books or something. I think it's just the way Dumbledore's character sort of evolved as the books went on.
Ben? Did you have something to say about it? I thought you were...
Oh, about the trailer in general?
Well, about Dumbledore.
About Dumbledore.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really think you can tell if Gambon has developed or, you know, changed much just by looking at a few trailer clips, but I hope that he portrays Dumbledore in a better way than he has in the past. But it's gotten to the point where, you know, after a while, he's been Dumbledore for so long that when I read the books, I think of Dumbledore. You know, I just get it all mixed up anyways. So to me, in a way, he's become Dumbledore. He's made Dumbledore his own character. So
Yeah, I guess so. There's just this extra different tone in his voice that I'm really, really enjoying. Nick, Micah, any thoughts about this?
Yeah, I'm really impressed with him in the trailer from what I've seen. I think you're right, there is a bit of a change, and I think the Dumbledore in the book itself changes, and Gambon's more suited to that. I agree with what Laura said earlier.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think the first trailer that we looked over, Ben and I actually discussed the fact that Gambon was changing, and Ben said something along the lines, well, how can you really say that if you've only seen 30 seconds of him on the screen? And he's right about that. But I think as more and more trailers have now surfaced related to Half-Blood Prince, he does seem different. He seems like he's much more into the role, and he seems more along the lines of the Dumbledore that I expected.
Do you think it's sort of like, I got one last chance to do this, like really, you know, it's my final shot? So he's like really giving it his all, or no?
I would say that not so much that, but more the fact that he's had, you know, several movies now to get into the role, and he's developed more as Dumbledore, and now maybe, you know, maybe he's got enough hate mail, enough flame crap left on his doorstep that he's ready to, you know, be the Dumbledore we want to see.
And we're absolutely positive this has nothing to do with the revelation that Dumbledore is gay.
So you're thinking that he's being more of like being a softer
character? Well, sort of. Yeah, because I mean, we, you know, right before the start of the film, we heard of start of them filming, there was that one thing from Dan Radcliffe saying, oh yeah, he's camping it up a bit. And everyone was like, oh, he's just joking, you know, he's not going to do that on film. But I think he acts a little different, and I don't know if it's because of that, but something's changing him.
I don't know. I agree with Ben, though, to the extent that we're going to have to see the movie in full to know if he's really changed.
I guess so, but all these clips. Films. I guess. All these clips really have me. And then there's this Hermione. Personally, I think she's really advanced. And I know it's just another one clip, but listen to this. Listen to this clip.
Do you honestly expect you could just walk up and ask him to reveal his deepest, darkest secret?
Now, if that was in Sorcerer's Stone, she would be going, do you honestly suspect that... Whatever she said. She's changed as an actor, too. I think she sounds really serious in this role, and she's not that annoying girl that, you know, is in Sorcerer's Stone.
Well, they've grown up. They've grown up. They've matured as people and as actors, and... It just really shows, because like you said, there's no, it's not the same, and you know, you don't get annoyed by how bad their acting is, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah,
they've come a long ways.
Yeah, I agree with you, Andrew. Because in past films, she kind of had a tendency to exaggerate her lines, like you were saying, and in this particular clip, at least, she just sounds more like the Hermione that I imagine in the books.
Right.
Her tone is just softer, but at the same time, it's so much better. She doesn't need to use, like, she doesn't need to, like, you know, accentuate every word to get her point across. So I really appreciate that she's finally doing that.
It's just really refreshing. She's very serious, and it's not annoying. It's not a typical, you know, role. Now, I don't think there's enough proof for Rupert and Dan, but Micah, were you about to say something?
No, but I will if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead. I thought I heard a Micah...
No. No, I agree with what Ben said. They're older now. So, and I would expect that her voice from Sorcerer's Stone is completely different today. So she would obviously sound better than she would all those years ago, probably almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah. But I think it has to do with the acting, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But over time, you mature. And she definitely has.
Yeah. Now, another thing with this trailer that I noticed, and we got a couple pieces of feedback about this. I'm trying to see if we I don't think it's in here. But there's a lot of references to The Chosen One in this trailer. And the first reference is you see Snape doing it. He's like, what is it? Here we go. I got the clip right here.
How grand it must be to be the Chosen One.
He sounds so... I think this is the deepest Snape we've ever heard from Alan.
He's awesome.
Were you like that? Did you like that?
Yeah. I just think him playing Snape, it's just perfect. There's no other word to describe it. I just think he's perfect in that role.
Yeah. I don't know, but that clip in particular really just freaks me out because he's hit a new vocal low. Like, it just sounds so incredibly low.
Like creepy low?
Yeah, exactly. Here, let's listen again.
How grand it must be to be the Chosen One.
He sounds like... I don't even know.
Voice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool, sort of. But if you listen to it a couple times, you realize how deep it sounds. But yeah, so then there's that reference, and then they have the clip of Harry going, but I am the Chosen One. And I think there may have been one more reference. But I don't know.
Hermione.
Right, yeah.
When they're in the library.
Yeah. And then Harry says, but
what's
I am
the, door at the end.
Just the Chosen One.
They do it at the end again, Nick?
Yeah, Dumbledore mentions it.
Oh, right. So is this going to be Harry Potter and the Chosen One? I mean, there's a lot of references to it. It's like, you know, we get he's the Chosen One, but I don't know. Do you think that will be one big emphasis in this movie?
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah,
I think it could show up on a poster.
I'm hoping they don't do it every other line. That was kind of one thing that annoyed me about the book, because they kept saying, like, there was that one scene where Harry was talking with Slughorn and he said, I'm the Chosen One, and I was like, oh god, are you Jesus or something? Like, shut up! I got so sick of them saying that, so I really hope they tone it down in the movie.
Yeah.
Is the Chosen One, Laura.
Yeah.
We know.
Well, I sort of think in this Japanese trailer, it may have been also, maybe it was like for comedic value, like, the Chosen One. The Chosen One. The Chosen One. I don't know. If you spread four Chosen...
Would that translate like that? I mean, obviously, they're just reading the subtitles. Right? Like, the Japanese subtitles?
What do you mean? No, well, I mean, like, that's what they said. They didn't say it in the narration.
Yeah, I know. But, like, there were subtitles, like, in Japanese.
Right.
And I'm assuming that if the subtitles were in Japanese, most of the people watching it don't speak English.
Oh.
So, like, would that translate?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
As a joke. I don't know.
Yeah. Which kind of confused me because, like, the narration in this trailer was Japanese. Like, you know, the guy doing the narration, the voiceover guy. And then the clips were English. So, I mean, shouldn't the narration be English too? And just do the whole thing Japanese subtitles?
Probably what they did was had someone do the narration in Japanese because, like, you know, we have our narration in English.
Right.
And also because, like, they can't release a trailer fully in Japanese because they haven't even dubbed the film yet. So they probably just got some random guy to dub over it, if you know what I'm saying. Like, to kind of give more context to the trailer, to explain what's going
on. Well, and if it's going to be airing on Japanese TV, it would probably make sense for there to be some Japanese in it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. But it's But it's like, it would be like us listening to, like, well, maybe that's a bad example. Whatever. Just bringing it up for English, for discussion sake. And the other thing is, yet through all this, it's still a PG film. Like, and I really got a dark impression in this trailer.
I mean, if Snape's voice is going to be that low, it has to be PG-13.
It is pretty scary. I get nightmares.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but you look at the bridge being torn apart and the attack in Diagon Alley and all the fire that's going on around Hagrid's hut. Ben, I know you're probably pretty upset about that, but those are all really dark scenes. Like, Andrew, you just said that, but I can't imagine, especially with Dumbledore dying, and I'm not sure how they do his death, but it's still PG? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm so confused. I want to, like, do an interview with the Motion Picture Association of America and be like, Why? I don't know. I mean, I think WB's happy, like, you know, because that just brings more people to the film. The little kids and their parents.
Do you think maybe, I don't know if you discussed before, do you think that they perhaps had less, when the movies before that were rated PG-13, do you think that an audience they were trying to attract, they weren't able to attract them as much because of the PG-13 rating? Perhaps that's why the PG would be important to them this time?
That's a good thought. I mean, but they did it for two films. Don't you think they would have noticed that after Goblet of Fire?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Just thinking.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this movie was rated the first time around when it was supposed to be released in November, and if it received the same type of rating.
Oh, well, it must have. I mean, well, yeah, some bloggers were like, it's just because it's the MPAA was just being generous or lenient that day. But I don't know.
But do their rating system change each year, you know? Does it go, like, 2009, so now the standard for PG increases or decreases?
Yeah, because you would think, you know, with the constant degradation of society, you know, it'd be harder. I mean, or actually, maybe what's PG-13 anymore isn't, it is a higher
is
level
R.
of, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Because think about these days, these damn kids, they start cursing younger and younger every year. but I don't think, because then wouldn't, like, video game companies be, you know, making their ratings more lenient too?
Well, I think the difference is that movies have been around a lot longer than video games. And I mean, if you look at movies from 20 years ago and you look at the rating probably makes no sense to us.
Yeah. I'm looking at a list, the top 8 PG rated movies that should not have been rated PG. To be honest with you, I haven't seen many of these personally, but Beetlejuice, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jaws. I can't believe Jaws was rated PG. I mean, that's pretty violent.
Jaws was rated PG?
Yeah, back in 75.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty bad. So maybe they were just feeling a little lenient. Who knows? They should put, like, a man-eating shark in Half-Blood Prince just to make it worse to still get away with it. Thank you, Nick, for laughing. Because nobody else did. Oh, you did, Laura? Didn't hear you.
Yeah, I did. I was trying to be nice to you, but, you know.
Yeah. Any other...
Hey,
what?
Just quickly here. I only see 9,907 Muggle Space members, and I already took the time to sign up, so don't let me down. Don't sign up.
Make a duplicate account if you have to.
I think that, I don't want to encourage
that. By the way, so people in the chat are wondering if it was me, and I am in the chat. Come get in the MuggleCast chat.
MuggleCast chat.
Muggle Space chat. What's as well as Muggle? MuggleNet, Muggle Space, MuggleCast.
Muggle Shop.
You can handle it.
Muggle.
Oh my.
I think it's a cool way of associating all of our things.
It's like a brand.
It is a brand.
Kind of like McDonald's has, like, the McChicken, you know,
yeah,
McNuggets,
right.
Muggle Space, Muggle Nuggets.
Let's do it. Let's patent Muggle. Oh, wait. Should we take some calls, or anyone else have any thoughts about the trailer?
Let's take some calls.
Okay, let's take some calls. The number is 1-218-20-MAGIC in the United States, in the United Kingdom, and I don't have the number up. I think it's 020-8144-0677. I got it memorized already. All right, let's take the first call now. Hello, you're on MuggleCast Live.
Not anymore.
Oh, see? Scaredy pants. Hello, you're on MuggleCast Live.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Edith,
how are you?
Yeah, good.
So what do you think about the trailer?
I don't know, like, the whole dubbing in Japanese thing, it is really confusing, I know.
But it wasn't for you. It wasn't for us. We shouldn't even be talking about it.
I know.
Well,
it's really confusing and distracting.
Yeah, they were kind of distracting. Laura, can you speak Japanese?
No.
Konnichiwa.
That's pretty much it.
Oui, oui. Oh, no, that's French.
That's French.
Hey, are they going to make this a U.S. trailer, do you think, or what?
I think they should.
Me too. Hosts? Panelists?
If they're going to make it a better trailer, sure.
Yeah.
I'm still not impressed with how it was put together.
Nick?
Yeah, I agree with Laura. If they put it together better, then definitely.
Yeah, I noticed at the beginning, too, when Dan's talking, there's a cut between two of the things he's saying. Like, they didn't even try to cover that up. It's a pretty blatant cut. Like, you know how he says, like, three sentences after the first or second one? There's a cut to the next thing. And he moves ever so slightly. It's hard to tell, but I noticed, and I was very upset. But yeah, it was poorly put together. All right, Edith. Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's Edith. She was displeased that the Japanese trailer was not made for us American visitors. Hello, you're on MuggleCast Live. What's your name?
Hey, my name is Ellen.
Oh, what's up, Ellen? Are you Ellen DeGeneres?
On last week's
show. I love your show.
Excuse me?
Are you Ellen DeGeneres, host of the fabulous daytime talk show?
Of course.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, okay.
What's going on?
Sure.
Denied, Andrew.
Okay.
What's going on,
Ellen?
I have
Ellen? Two specific things from the trailer. Do you think the 104, that might be the timestamp, I'm not sure, where someone was playing with their ring on their hand, do you think that was Tom Riddle's hand?
Hold on. I'm getting the video up. Does anyone else have the video up right now? 104. Maybe. That's a good point. That's a really short clip at 1:04 in.
Kind of iffy.
But if right before that in the shot, Slughorn's like looking at something. Could it be he's looking at the person putting on the ring?
I don't know. Since it was in the whole Slughorn mix, I was thinking maybe it was part of his memory.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Good shot. Maybe.
And it makes sense they wouldn't show it for Voldemort. They wouldn't show the face, just the person putting on the ring.
Yeah. And real quick, my question from last week, I kind of forgot it when I got on the show. But
that's okay.
Anyway, this here, I have it now. Do you think that they would cut out the battle and or the funeral to avoid the PG-13 rating?
Ooh, good point. I don't know. Mm. Laura?
No, I don't know that the funeral would affect the rating. I would think that Dumbledore's actual death would affect the rating more.
Yeah.
Mm.
But we don't even really see his death, right?
Well, I thought they just cut the funeral.
Oh, that's right.
If they cut his death, I'd be really ticked off.
Well, I can't imagine you see him hitting the ground. Like, I would cry.
Well, yeah, that scene in the book, and that's another thing I was wondering, because the scene in the book, basically, like, it talked about how when he hit the ground, like, it clearly mangled his body, because Harry was talking about how he was distorted and laying in an awkward position, and, like, I'm not sure they're going to show that in the movie, considering the rating.
Right.
So, kind of concerned.
Yeah, Nick, what do you think?
If they cut the battle or the funeral scene, they're cutting the funeral scene, right?
Right, and they cut the battle too. Yeah.
They've cut the battle too.
Yeah. Because in David Heyman's words, because it's too repetitive.
Ah, right.
But I guess they wouldn't say they cut it to avoid the PG-13 rating, because that would upset a lot of fans.
Yeah, definitely.
Except those younger than 13.
What?
Nothing.
Oh.
So what exactly happened at the end of this movie, I'm wondering?
Sorry, say that again?
I'm wondering what exactly is supposed to happen at the end of this movie.
Didn't Eric say there was something like they're going to be, it's going to, like, shots of a room being sad or something? Because you know that shot of Hermione when she's crying in the courtyard or whatever?
That was awkward.
Yeah, yeah. That reminded me of the old Emma. Not that one I played in the clip earlier. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's just going to be a really sad moment. And everyone's sort of just hanging around crying. I don't know.
We've seen Emma cry, like, every movie. She cried in Hagrid's hut in Chamber of Secrets, and then she cried when Huckman Buckbeak got killed, and right. Now she's crying again.
Goblet of Fire when Cedric died. But who didn't cry during that? Well, she's a crybaby. What's there to say? All right. Thank you, Ellen.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Gladiator.
Hey, Laura. Hey, Laura. I was just in the Muggle Space chat, and people think I should marry you. And I was wondering if you were down.
No. Sorry. Wait. Didn't you already marry Jamie, like... 2 years ago on the show.
Jamie proposed to you.
You see, I'm a polygamist.
I'm pretty sure that's not legal here. So,
Me on HBO's Big Love.
We should all get married. How about that? We all live in a big house together.
Do a whole reality show.
We can just all move to California and get a giant apartment.
We'll call it Muggle Survivor. Or Muggle Brother. Big Muggle Brother.
Yeah, then we can vote people off and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be terrible.
That would be awesome. We should do that. We should vote somebody off the show each week until there's one person left. They have to do the show for the rest of time by themselves.
Well, I would win. No doubt.
Have fun with that.
I would.
That's because you cheat.
I would create alliances with everyone. All right, well, let's take some more calls now. Hey, Sam Watchman, Muggle Space mod and aspiring MuggleNet staff member. You're on the show. What's up?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm just fine. Good. What do you think of the trailer?
It was all right. Nothing special, really. But I was watching that, and then I thought, you know, I'd look back on the old ones.
Yeah.
And the scene in the library... where Hermione goes, she only likes you because you're the chosen one.
Yeah.
They changed it in the newest one, and it says, he only likes you, or he's only interested in you because you're the chosen one.
Really?
I may be wrong. I hope not, because I sound like an idiot now.
No, you're right.
No, I noticed that. You're right.
Oh, hold on. Let's play it. Let's all listen.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm not a professional podcaster. Here we go. Rewind. Okay.
You because he thinks you're the chosen one.
But I am the chosen one.
Uh-huh.
There was a he in there.
I heard a weird cut, though. Did you guys hear that cut?
Yeah.
Because he thinks you're the chosen one.
Error, Pat.
Yeah, but it's like, because he thinks you're the chosen one. There's a lot of very bad editing in this video.
And it's right after Slughorn just said, it just talked about Harry, and it's all about Slughorn, and then it says, he's only interested in you.
Right. Yeah, well, that's weird. Mm. I doubt they, like, changed the scene so it's a guy. I mean, because, what would that scene create?
It was a guy in the corner and not a girl.
No, it wasn't. Shut up. Was it really?
Joe's going to drop another bombshell. Harry was gay all along.
Couldn't you tell? Hold on. Now you can't tell. This trailer's too crummy quality. You are kidding, right, Sam?
Well, you never know. Could be a guy.
I guess so. Any other revealing aspects from the trailer you have for us?
The kiss with Ginny.
What about it?
It's a bit. Is it isn't the first kiss? Could it be the breakup kiss?
What time is it at?
I
don't remember the.
Obvious.
It's the same one we've seen trailers before.
It's the same as Joe, sort of the same position.
Oh.
But with the first kiss, it was meant to be, you know, happy birthday sort of kiss.
Does anyone have a time code?
Nope, it's up to you, Andrew. The show depends on you.
I think it's 1:39.
Oh, yeah. We saw this during the first Half-Blood Prince sneak peek when they were filming it. It's on YouTube.
Some people talk about it. and it doesn't look like it's the first kiss. So it was like, is it the breakup one?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a believer in breakup kisses. Leaves things too open.
Yes.
What?
Oh, I was just laughing at the idea of a breakup kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is it. Why can't I just get one kiss?
Just one more. I had an experience like that. Should I say that on the air?
Just did.
Why not? Share your stories, Andrew.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. Well, it was about a year ago. No, I'm kidding. About the year ago, I think. Anyway, all right. I told the person no. Anyway, thanks, Sam. They were
trying me on.
No problem. Bye. Man, Harry being gay. I don't know. it'd be a little too much for me. Kramer, hi. You're on MuggleCast Live.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
Nothing.
Were you on the show last week?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I recognize and, you. You were that really chill guy.
Yeah. Cut him out, Andrew. We can't be on the show. No. I'm just kidding.
Anyway, what do you think about the trailer?
I thought it was cool, but yeah, like you said, I think there was a lot of poor editing in it, though.
Yeah. For video professionals like you and I, Kramer, it's not up to the standards.
Right. Also, I just wanted to apologize to John Noe for yelling out that he was telling people to spam your show.
Oh, it wasn't true?
Well, yeah, it was, but you never know.
Oh. Very professional of him. Anyway.
Right.
Anyway. All right. Thank you, Kramer.
Yeah, bye.
Muggle Space update. We have 9,952 people. So we're inching ever closer to that 10,000 mark.
There's currently 92 people in the chat. Let's get it to 100.
Let's break it. Yeah.
Let's break 100. If we get it to 100, I'll do something crazy.
Ooh, uh-oh. Uh-oh. What's he going to do?
Two people.
Amanda, you're on MuggleCast Live. Hello.
I have currently 92 people.
Mute your feed, please. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, Snape, you answered my call. I'm so excited.
did you just say, oh, Snape?
I definitely did. I was actually going to mention, when you guys were talking about how they definitely used the Chosen One lines a lot.
Yeah.
And, when they did the thing, they reused the scene with, she's only interested in you because you're the Chosen One. I think that was kind of out of place in there because everything else seems sort of dark and they just threw in a comedy out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Let's get that.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, I think that one scene in this Japanese trailer that you are, but I am the Chosen One, it wasn't really in a comedic form. Cause,
well, she slaps him on the head with the newspaper.
Yeah, but it's missing... I don't know. I think it's missing that, you know, that extra shot where she's that girl in the background, or apparently now guy, is daydreaming about Harry.
Well, yeah, that was the guy. Because it was awkward because they were sort of using that to get the point across that Slughorn was interested in having Harry around because Harry's the Chosen One. But the whole context of the scene originally was that a girl liked Harry. So it's like they're trying to mix these two elements, and it doesn't work very well.
Yeah, good point. What should they have done? I mean, I think it's important, though, to keep in some funny bits, though, don't you think?
Yeah, but I mean, like, they could have probably put it somewhere differently because, like you guys said, the editing was horrible. I think they just threw it in randomly somewhere where it didn't fit at all.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Well,
there are comedic lines, though, between Dumbledore and Harry. We talked about the one at the beginning of the show about
the vomit.
Vomiting, and then Harry also says that he's getting used to Dumbledore surprising him and putting all the tests in front of him.
I gotta say, I love Steve Clovis. There's been a ton of clever things in this movie that, or at least in these trailers that we're seeing, that are not as like corny as in past films. Granted, he did write those too, except for Order of the Phoenix, but I think, have you guys noticed that the writing for this film has changed at all, or is it just me?
I mean, there are some funny bits, but, and this seems to happen with a lot of movies, they put the best lines and the best scenes from their movie in the trailer.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that a lot with Harry Potter. Like, they'll put the funniest lines in the trailer, and then when you go see the movie, everybody laughs like they've never heard it before. And you're just sitting there like, oh yeah, I've heard this six times.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's why I hate watching all the clips, the like the promotional clips that they put up. And like sometimes they're, you know, like full scenes. Yahoo always has up those full scenes. And it's just, it's kind of annoying because you don't want half the movie to be spoiled for you. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Amanda, for calling in.
Thank you so much for answering my call.
You're welcome. It's a Friday night. Are you doing anything tonight?
Actually, I'm not. I'm going to finish listening to this podcast while I'm just watching TV.
Oh.
My birthday is on Sunday. So
oh, well, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah, I'm going to see SOS on Broadway.
Oh, nice.
That's sweet. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Take some pictures, if you know what I'm saying. Just kidding.
I know exactly what you're saying. No.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, Amanda. Have a happy birthday weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Equus is running for what, like another month, I think? Well, it's got to be, because Deathly Hallows filming starts. Let's talk about that for a second. Emma Watson revealed on her official site that a test shooting begins Monday. What do you guys think?
That's exciting.
It's kind of unbelievable that they're filming this next film and Half-Blood Prince won't be out for another 6 months.
I think Deathly Hallows is going to end up overshadowing Half-Blood Prince. I know we talked about this on a previous show, but I really think that's what's going to end up happening, because you're going to have a lot of news coming out of the filming over the next couple of months, and you know, maybe get something from WB, but I think Half-Blood Prince is going to fall by the wayside. I don't think people are going to be as into it leading up as they normally would be.
Do you think that what do you mean exactly by like overshadowing? Like,
news-wise, I think, you know, particularly because this is the final film, it's not like you're dealing with a delay in Order of the Phoenix and Half-Blood Prince is, you know, starting filming. This is the final film.
Yeah.
And so they're going to pay a lot more attention to it than they normally would, I think. And I think the news is going to be that much more important to everybody. I don't know what anybody else thinks about that, but I think Half-Blood Prince is going to get overshadowed.
How about everyone else?
Well, I'm not so sure. I think that anytime you have... I mean, sure, like, the filming... The cycle has always been... There's always been one film being made about the time the other one comes out, right? Isn't that pretty usual?
Not really. No, because usually it's like a couple weeks after the premieres, they start filming again.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think people are just going to be so excited for the movie and... It's not going to matter.
I think WB is going to be orchestrating it so they don't get in the way of each other. Because I don't think they would want Deathly Hallows to overshadow Half-Blood Prince. And I don't know. The Potter franchise is too much of a powerhouse. I don't think you can have it overshadow itself in a way. Like, they're not going to be releasing interviews about Deathly Hallows until after Half-Blood Prince is out, I would think.
I really don't know.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see. Didn't we have a caller on? No, we didn't. Let's get another caller in here. Andrew Carroll, hello. What's up, dude? You're on MuggleCast Live.
Hi.
What's up, man?
I was wondering what... at the beginning of the trailer, there's like... like Dumbledore, he's like in a subway thing.
Yeah.
Why is he in a subway?
Anyone got any ideas about that? Why Dumbledore's in the...
He wants to decrease his carbon footprint.
What? It is weird. Oh, you know what? Just random fact. The trailer that is playing over top... Sorry, the movie that was finished playing while this trailer was on was Goblet of Fire. If you watch the beginning, it's the Goblet of Fire parchments. So, anyway, I don't know. It's kind of strange. What do you guys think? Why is he there?
He's on his way to Slughorn's house.
Yeah, but why in the underground? That's not in the
Are we talking about when he apparates?
No. Well, in the subway. Of course, over in England, it's called the Underground.
Let me take a look.
Nick, any ideas?
No idea. It's very unusual.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they've thrown it in there to as a bit of foreshadowing with the old with how Deathly Hallows ends, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. To get London in there a little more.
And I also have another question for Laura. How was the inauguration?
Oh my god, it was amazing.
Oh, really?
It was fantastic. I mean, we stood for 12 hours, so we were really, really tired, and we were about to pass out, and the police didn't know what they were doing, but actually being there was fantastic. It was such a wonderful feeling, and I'm still full of hope.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Some people are calling Obama the Kingsley Shacklebolt of the American world. What do you guys think about that? No?
Change is coming.
Yes. Never really thought about it, but sure, I guess.
Well, Andrew, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Bye-bye. what did he say?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Jenny, you're on MuggleCast Live. Good evening.
Hello?
Hi, you're on MuggleCast Live.
Hi. Sorry.
That's okay.
What
is your question about the trailer? Or your comment?
Sorry. Editing quality aside, I really like this trailer. Though I agree with what you guys said earlier in the program about why they would rate it PG, because this trailer does seem to showcase a lot of the darker elements of the film.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas why it would be rated PG?
I don't know. Aside from... again, you guys spoke earlier about it, about how sort of if you look back at films that were rated PG or even R in the 70s and in the 80s, they probably wouldn't be rated PG today. And this is even with aside from the fact that they didn't have the PG-13 rating then. I think that's part of it.
So really, the MPAA has gotten stricter.
Or softer, rather.
Well, no, I mean, because if Jaws was rated PG in 75, and wouldn't it be rated PG-13 now, or no?
I don't know. With all the violence, it might actually be rated R. I have to admit, I never got all the way through Jaws. I think I saw it when I was about 9 years old, and it scared the crap out of me. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. But Nick's idea was very interesting last week. He was saying the trailers over there are rated 12A, which is the equivalent to PG-13. So it's like, could this be the first time that a film gets rated a higher rating in England than it does over here? That is
pretty interesting.
Yeah. But I wonder, on the other hand, what is it, Nick? The British Film Classification Board?
Yeah, the BBFC.
I wonder if they're influenced at all by the MPAA. I would kind of think so.
Well, the earliest trailers are actually PG, and the latest one's 12A.
Oh, I see. That's so weird.
But, I mean, if they're putting a 12A in there, surely the overall rating has to be a 12 too, because it's made up of the same parts.
Right. Was the third one that we got darker than the others?
I think it was.
I guess so. I can't even remember.
At least it had... It seemed to bring those darker elements to the forefront. I mean, there are some slightly lighter moments, like the Slug Club dinner... when they do the little toast thing, but a lot of it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Especially at the very end of it, where you see that scene.
The bodies crawling up to the... Are you talking about the Japanese trailer?
Yeah, the Japanese trailer. Yeah. Right at the end, sort of starting with you see Ron passed out on the floor, and then going through it's lots of action and bad things happening.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm so confused. I think the MPAA made a mistake.
I do too. I think we should write to them.
We should, or call them. We get them for an interview or something.
Well, you just brought up a whole new thing with the Fury crawling out of the lake. And you also have Sect of Sempra. Is that going to be in this film, or is that cut too?
I heard that I heard from I'm not sure where, but a lot of the rumor going around is that they cut it from the film.
Hmm. Yeah, because if that happens, that's PG-13 in and of itself.
Right.
Definitely.
You just tone it down, though.
Right. Hey, should we call the MPAA right now? I found a number.
Yeah, let's...
Okay. All right, Jenny, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Actually, before we do that, just take one more caller. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Oh, Hagrid!
Can I speak to Laura?
Oh, sure. Laura, Hagrid's on the phone for you.
Oh, really? Hey, how's it going?
Laura, it's Ruby, it's Hagrid!
Wow, it's been a long time since I heard from you. What's going on?
I was wondering if you wanted to go back to my hut and help me tame a dragon.
What do you say, Laura? Pretty big honor.
I don't know. I think Matt and Maxime would be pretty upset about that. I don't think I could,
Oh, what she don't know won't hurt her.
No, I've got things to do. Sorry. But Hagrid, I do hear that your good friend Ben Shane, all the people in the chat really want him to sing on the show.
Oh, I
don't know if maybe you could talk to him about that.
I'll put in a word.
Okay. I'd really appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Hagrid. Ben, did you hear that? Hagrid just called.
I know. I stepped away for a minute. I was in the bathroom.
You always step away when he's here. I don't get it.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. I keep missing him.
Bad timing. Yeah. All right.
But Hagrid, but Laura, Hagrid did want me to tell you that he's expecting a phone call later, so you really got to come through. So...
All right. I'll give him a call.
I think it'd be worth it, Laura.
Sure.
Maybe
yeah.
Propose some marriage. I think something could happen between you all.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of marriage, someone by the name of Charlie in the chat really likes Micah, and I just wanted to let Micah know.
You have a friend, Micah.
Oh, well, thanks.
All right, we're calling the MPA. No.
Oh, this is like the love show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I have a question about a rating for a film.
Okay, one moment.
Okay. Gonna get to the bottom.
She really just called the MPAA.
Yeah. Shit, everyone be quiet. Very concerned.
Sorry. Is not available. Record your message at the tone.
Hi, this is Andrew Sims calling from MuggleNet.com. We had a question about the recent trailer rating for Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. It received a PG rating, and we wanted to know if the MPAA would like to comment on that, given that the two previous films, Goblet of Fire and Order of the Phoenix, were both rated PG-13. So if you could give us a call back, it would be greatly appreciated. My number is 1-218-MAGIC, M-A-G-I-C. Thank you. Bye.
Andrew, why didn't you give me your cell phone number? Did you forget it? It's 609.
Shut up. I forgot. What did I say?
You said 1218 magic.
Oh, darn. All right. I'll call back
like,
later.
What?
I'll call back later and get a real. Damn, I blew my one shot. Damn it. anyway, I guess she's out for the day. It's almost 5 o'clock, so. Well, it was worth a shot, right?
Yeah.
All right. Here comes another Muggle Space mod, Madam Rosmerta. Hello, you're on MuggleCast MuggleCast Live.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you actually Madam Rosmerta? Can you bring me some Butterbur?
Sure.
I need a Butterbur.
Fresh Butterbur right away.
Thank you. You're awesome.
I know Sam had called earlier about the kiss. We were talking about that on the chat, and we were just saying how I personally didn't feel like it was the kiss that we saw in the book. Well, it definitely wasn't. The kiss in the book was in a room full of people, and it was exciting. It was like, oh my God, Harry and Ginny are kissing.
Right.
And now this is kind of just depressing.
Yeah.
And also, I was watching the new trailer, and I just really, I was hesitant about Jim Broadbent playing Slughorn, but seeing the scene where he's taking the memory out of his mind,
oh yeah,
it just really kind of sealed the deal for me. He looks physically sick, like he's in pain, and really scared of sharing that memory with somebody else.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was pretty impressed by him, too. There's also this other clip I didn't play yet. It's Harry asking Slughorn about Voldemort, and I thought really Slughorn really shined through, so I'll play it right now.
Professor, you knew Voldemort. You were his teacher. What was he like?
Dumbledore put you up to this, didn't he?
That was pretty freaking cool, wasn't it? Especially Harry, he's like, Professor!
No, it's exciting. As far as the PG rating goes, I know Eric was saying last week that he doesn't think this film or this book is as dark as the others.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are so many dark elements in this book that we haven't seen before, like the Inferi. Those are scary creatures.
Yeah, really. Especially that scene where they're crawling up to Dumbledore.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm confused where the PG rating is coming from.
Yeah.
But considering that Jaws killed business on the Jersey Shore for that July 4th weekends, that kind of makes me a little more positive.
Wait, what? What about the Jersey Shore?
You said Jaws was rated PG, right?
Oh, yes.
The weekend that came out, there was, like, no beachgoers on the Jersey Shore.
Oh. Wow.
So maybe this will be as scary.
Yeah, a PG movie shouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Maybe, just maybe, right before the film comes out. You know, WB's been putting all these twists on everything. Right. So long to give us the trailer. They waited so long to give us... I mean, they switched the release date of the movie. So now, at the last minute, they're probably going to rate it R.
They just haven't seen our minds.
They're going to smack us with an R rating.
That'd be pretty awesome. That would be a big twist that everyone would actually like for once, I think. They should just go all... We said this on the show before. They should just go all out for Deathly Hallows and just rate it R. Rate it X. Why not?
Why not?
What?
That's always the better question.
Well, thank you, Natalie, for calling in, and thank you so much for all your help with Mugglespace. You've been a mod there for a few weeks now, and we really appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
I would like all MuggleCast listeners to always ask the question, why not?
It's a good way to look at life.
Why not?
MuggleSpace update, 9,965. I don't think we've moved. I can't believe we may not actually hit the 10,000 mark tonight. Definitely by tomorrow, but not tonight, I guess.
Come on, guys.
Well, I feel like all the people listening to the show already, and we don't want to encourage people to make duplicate accounts. I mean, we want...
Don't make duplicate accounts. We want legit
mail. Yeah, exactly. So don't make an account if you already have one. Excuse me.
Are we doing another live show tomorrow?
Why?
Because I like this. This is fun.
Well, maybe you should be on them more when we do these.
You never call me, dude.
Ben, you're always on the emails. You're always CC'd. You're the first one I composed the message to. I'm really disappointed about the MPAA. That would have been a...
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Should keep doing that.
Call back, and let's talk to the operator.
Operator, do you have a comment?
Please, let us know.
I don't want to bother them. We don't want them to hate us.
I know, they're probably so busy.
I'll call them back later.
Making movies.
I'll call... Maybe she's in a movie right now. Maybe that's why she didn't answer. I'll call them back later and give them the right number. Maybe we can get a little comment from them. But for now, let's take another call. Luff the Hufflepuff.
Hey!
Another Muggle Space mod. Hello, you're on MuggleCast Live.
Hey,
Hey, so I just have a really quick question about the trailer.
Okay.
So I was wondering what your guys' feelings are, like what scenes are you guys willing to cut?
From what, the trailer or the actual film?
Actual film.
Like after seeing them in the trailer?
Ooh, no. Like, well, yeah, like after you seeing them in the trailer, yeah.
I personally, there weren't any scenes that really made me want to, like, that I was disappointed in. How about you guys, though? That's a good question. Anyone disappointed by any scenes?
Hold on a sec. First of all, what's your name and where are you from?
She's left the Hufflepuff.
Oh.
From Hogwarts.
My real name is Shelby, and I'm from Seattle.
Thank you, Andrew. You should be at nobody in that's listening knows who these people are that are calling.
Well, no, they do. When I picked up, I say, hello, Luff the Hufflepuff. But then you guys are on hold because I have to have you on hold to add the person to the call. So that's why you always miss me. Micah, don't, come on.
We could have asked
Micah, let Andrew do his job.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm the master podcaster. I'm the Howard Stern of podcasting. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. It's incredibly cocky.
What a claim. Write a book.
Ben, were there any scenes in any of these trailers you saw and you were like, cut that out of the movie?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, a little too much kissing for me.
Yeah, right.
I personally, I'm going to be a fan of all the kissing and everything like that. Ginny and Harry's kiss is going to be hot.
Ben, are you jealous of Ginny or of Harry?
I am very jealous of Harry. I mean, Bonnie Wright is beautiful, and my Emma is beautiful. Yes, I said my Emma because she's mine. She's amazing, but yeah, I'm figuring this time premiere, I red carpet is just going down right there. I'm just gonna lay it on her. It's gonna be.
Well, you should talk.
It'll be over.
You should talk Emerson out of asking the questions this year. You can do it, and then I'll be filming. And then when she comes up, you know, hey Emma, first question: will you marry me?
Yes, that would be awesome. Then we have it on video and everything.
Exactly. I think she would really like that. Third time's the charm, right?
It's gonna happen. I mean, eventually, I'll probably make her my bride, but. But right now, I get my foot in the door first. You know, I gotta actually talk to her.
Hey Ben, I'm gonna tell you honestly. I bet it will happen.
Aw,
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I really wouldn't. You know?
Of course not.
I just gotta wear that MuggleNet T-shirt. I gotta get now.
That'll sell her.
Yeah. Hey Andrew, can I just quickly say thank you so much for taking my call?
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for being a great mod on MuggleSpace.
And thank you for joining my group. That was awesome. A whole bunch of people joined because of you.
Oh, well, I'm glad they did. And what's your group? Plug it real quick. It's a good group.
Okay. So I came up with this group called Keep Our MuggleSpace Users Safe. It's all about getting rid of online predators. And I'm tired of getting like sexually preyed upon with guys on the internet. So I created the support group, and we've already brought somebody in.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Muggle space catching predators.
Oh, seriously, we should make our
state line in DC.
How to catch a Harry Potter predator. And then me and Andrew will be sitting there in the room and they'll come and be like, why did you do it, huh? Who do you think you are?
This is Andrew Sims, and I'm from MuggleSpace.com. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I love that line, whatever he says. I'm Andrew Sims with MuggleSpace, and we've just caught you.
It's so funny. Okay, not to bring up NBC and everything, but it's so funny. The guys walk in, they're like, oh, I should have known. It's like, why'd you show up? Sorry.
Right, right. Yeah. Micah's been through that a couple times, haven't you, Micah?
Oh, poor Micah.
I'm just kidding.
Next week, how to catch a predator.
Yeah, okay. Micah, I promise I won't report you. I won't report you.
And you better not run. The Death Eaters are waiting outside to take you away. That'd be a great video show. We should do that.
You know what? I might just make a... I don't know. I just might make a video.
All right. What if we stopped calling cops cops and we called Oars? You know what I mean? Just for like...
Call them Oars.
Kicks and grins.
Oh, man, it's the Oars.
The what? Excuse me? The Oar cars.
You know, okay, Andrew, let me explain. There's these wizard cops named Oars, and...
Exactly. All right, well, thanks for calling in. Enjoy Seattle.
Awesome. All the rain.
Let me know if you see Edward.
No. Oh, shut up, Andrew.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Why are you saying
to you?
Didn't
say your birthday?
No. I said, let me know if you see Edward up there.
Oh, I thought you said sing me happy birthday.
No. Thanks, though.
Oh, I must have missed that.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Thanks. I will. Oh, she hung up on me. Meanie face. Okay. It's past 8:00. We said we were only going to do this for an hour. I don't know. Should we take one more? The coffee's been good today. Last time they weren't so hot, but this week they're pretty good. So what do you say, guys? One more call and then we'll wrap
take
it
one
up.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a good one. That would be bad.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, it just put everything on hold. Hello, Kelsey. You're on MuggleCast Live. Hello, Kelsey. Kelsey, hello. Hello. Hello, you're on MuggleCast Live.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And now the other host can too. What's up?
Okay, it's really laggy right now, but it's okay.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, about the PG rating, I don't think it's that much of a big of a deal, because I really do think they made a mistake in the way of, like, I don't know. I think they made a mistake.
Yeah, why? Explain yourself.
I'm sorry. because... Well, because obviously it's a dark movie, and in a book, and like I said, like the Dumbledore's death is good enough to make it a PG-13.
I agree. It's very confusing.
It's such a lag. It's weird.
Anyone else got thoughts? I'm researching breaking news right now. We just received in the MuggleCast studio.
Well, are you saying, I'm sorry, that you don't think that it's going to make that big of a difference one way or the other? I mean, I think it's
the same movie.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, whether they said it's PG or PG-13, I think it's the same movie.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I know. I think you're right. In the end, it's not going to make a difference in terms of sales. I think everyone's still going to go out and see it, but this opens it up to a much wider audience, and maybe some parents will be more wanting to take their kids to it since it's PG as opposed to PG-13.
Mm-hmm. And plus the trailer, I don't think it was made for even, I think it, of course it was made for the Japanese, but I think it was made really quick, like on the fly, just because they needed something at the end of those credits. I don't think it was like meant to be like no one was really meant to see that in America.
Yeah, that might change though, depending on what we find out here in the next few minutes. Right, Andrew?
What?
That might have just been a trailer that we weren't really supposed to see.
No. There were rumors about this being with Inkheart, but I've just confirmed that this is actually false. So, if that's what you were referring to.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
So. As if it is, it's not a great trailer at all. It's not a professional trailer.
No, not at all.
Yes. Well, okay. Well, thank you for calling in. You're right. It's not a professional trailer. I think it was more of a promo thing more than anything else. Plus, Dan is, you know, in the beginning, he's like, hey, check this out. I really think it's good.
He said it was new footage. He didn't even say trailer.
Ooh. So we've been calling it a trailer when it hasn't been a trailer the whole time.
Ah, We were robbed.
What a blunder, Andrew. What a blunder.
Yeah, well,
oh, and one more thing. I can't wait to see Dean Thomas and Ginny.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. That'll be exciting, I mean. All right, well, thanks for calling in, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. All right. All right, well, on that note, I think it is time to wrap things up. It's been a good show.
It has been.
Hasn't it been, Ben?
It's been fun.
I'm glad
it's been Ben.
It's been Ben. Ben. What are you guys doing tonight? Anyone going to any parties?
I'm not going to any parties, but me and my friends are coming over to play euchre and drink apple juice.
Oh, cool.
Apple juice.
That's fun. I'm going to a friend's house too. It's a Harry Potter party.
Say that three times fast, Andrew.
Harry Potter party. Harry Potter party. Harry Potter party. I don't stumble anymore.
5 minutes.
I can't do it for 5 minutes. Well, thanks everyone for listening tonight. What are we at here? 490 viewers right now, and I saw it was higher at 500 earlier today.
Can we just talk about one more thing?
Because yeah,
I don't know. We didn't really bring it up, but the scene where Snape is shushing Harry.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people sent in messages about that. What do you guys think?
What do you think? Because I saw that, and I don't know. I mean, is he essentially saying that he's...
kills Dumbledore.
Huh? Right.
I think it's right before he kills Dumbledore.
Yeah.
So, can he see under the cloak? Is Harry even under the cloak? Who knows?
He's moving.
He would have to be. He's what?
He's moving in it, though, isn't he? Isn't he immobilized when he's under the cloak?
Right.
In the trailer, he actually moves.
Yeah, what's also weird about it is this would suggest that Snape can see Harry when we know...
Oh, right, yeah.
In the book that he doesn't, or maybe he does, who knows? Maybe he can sense Harry under the invisibility cloak.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I don't... But do you think this could be... I mean, this essentially reveals, though, you know, if Snape's telling him to be quiet, then isn't it sort of giving away that he's the good guy?
Well, I don't know, because right before he kills him, maybe Harry sees Snape coming up the staircase and thinks he's there to help. You know, it could be one of those situations, because Draco has already... Would Draco have already disarmed Dumbledore? He would have, right?
Yes, I think so by this point.
So I would say it would be the scene where Snape is sort of coming up the steps to the astronomy tower and Harry might see him there and he just turns to make sure that Harry doesn't move. I don't think it would imply that he's good.
Yeah.
Because Harry doesn't know what he's about to do.
Right. Anyone else? Any thoughts about that? I think it's bad. I think fans are going to be upset with that.
Yeah.
No? Nobody? Laura, Mike, Ben?
Dead air.
Nothing. I got nothing, Andrew. I'm all showed out.
Okay,
all this time on the stage thinking and all that has been rough.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It's been fun. It's been a blast.
I know. I'm sure you're... It's a lot of work, isn't it, just sitting there?
It must be a lot of work for you too, Skype master.
Podcasting master. Well, thanks everyone for listening. This has been a fun show. Thanks to the 500 of you who have been listening too. It's a nice big audience for a last minute show. And we hope you all have enjoyed it. So, yeah, Ben, you have fun with your apple juice, and the rest of you have fun being losers Friday night. That's what we're sitting around.
You guys are.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm not. Actually, I'm sorry.
Hey, fun last minute question. When do you guys think the next trailer will come out? Because there's got to be one more.
Couple of months.
Oh, it's coming to Univision. Hold on.
The new trailer will come out on February 27th.
Wow.
Guys, I have no idea what just happened there.
February 27th.
What happened?
February 27th. That's a Friday. I guess that's a possibility.
But what were you talking about? What's going on? I just blanked out for a second.
I don't. You just had a vision, Ben, I think.
Oh my gosh.
You predicted February 27th for the next trailer. We'll see.
Wow.
That was so weird.
We'll see. Sorry, sometimes it just comes to me.
Right. I understand. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Whoa, that was really loud. We'll leave you with My Generation by The Who. Good night, everybody.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
This ain't too-